Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. My name is Steve Harris. I'm a holistic business coach, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions, a small business solution company dedicated to providing actionable solutions to modern day business challenges. We're all about bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of life. I'm excited about today's show, but before we get started, I do want to thank each and every one of you who have taken the time to watch the show, to have commented on the show, liking it, subscribing it. We are still working our way through the algorithm to find the biggest audience, not for audience size-wise, but so that we can continue to create a tribe of people that are looking to create whole life success for themselves, for their families, to really thrive in absolutely every area of life. And that's how we reached through to bring in new guests, to bring in new material, and to reach people that we can connect with, that we can all grow together. I gotta tell you, I am super excited about the amount of guests that we have coming up. This last week has just been a punch through into a new level of success for the show. I have had scores of people reaching out asking to be guests on the show. I'm actually gonna have the opportunity to be on a couple of shows myself. But we're bringing in people that are going to be discussing over the next couple months. We're booking out recordings through January at this point. We're going to be discussing 5 keys to greatness. That's actually going to be next week. I'm super excited about that. We'll talk about the book that that Ari wrote that goes along with that. We're talking about exit planning. We're talking about leveraging artificial intelligence, which is obviously something that we're all seeing more and more of. Building and equipping teams, building sustainable businesses in order to create freedom for ourselves and our family, being okay with being uncomfortable, financial planning, like the list goes on. The amount of people that are reaching out, the amount of opportunities that we're going to have to bring very talented guests on the show. I cannot tell you how excited I am. We're getting so many that now I have to actually kind of sift and sort through who we're going to bring on to make sure that it's only the greatest amount of information for that I feel that we need. And we're just going to continue to grow with that. Today's episode, as always, is going to be something that is real world dealing with things that I see in others, things that we struggle with in ourselves and our own business. And it's a topic that isn't discussed nearly enough. We talk about, and we have talked about on this show, fear and fear of failure and fear of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing. As you know, I have trained and equipped salespeople for a lot of my career. And as I've spoken of before, the fear of salespeople whose income is tied to their level of success, the amount of sales they can make, that freeze and don't pick up the phone or don't work through the process because they're afraid of that. Business owners that won't make those changes in their business because they're afraid of what if I scrap this whole program, this whole idea that I put so much time and energy and money into and it's not going to work out. It's one of those things that is discussed a lot, fear and fear of uncertainty and fear of not moving forward. But a topic that's not discussed enough and what we're going to talk about today is the fear of success. For many people, the fear of success is actually a hidden roadblock that limits their potential and keeps them playing small. Few people actually, I think, realize that the fear of success is just as powerful. Now, some of you are probably going, Steve, I don't even understand. What's the fear of success? I want success. I want to be ripped in my fitness. I want to have a ton of cash in the bank. I want a business that's thriving that gives me freedom to spend more time with my family. Like, I'm going after it. Well, that's awesome if that really is you. But there are times, I think, in all of our lives where we do actually face a little bit of fear of success, some more than others, for sure. We may not even recognize it at first, but understanding it can be a breakthrough on the journey towards achieving your goals and really building a fulfilling life for yourself. So I want to talk about what it looks like at first And maybe this is an opportunity if you're driving and listening on the audio version, you know, just take some mental notes. If you are sitting down and listening to this, or sitting down and watching it on YouTube, take out a pen and paper and just be honest with yourself. This is kind of a good gut check moment, and see if any of these actually resonate with you. See if there's any of this that stands out in your life that may be an indicator that you are holding yourself back, even in small amounts, from your greatest success because of that fear. So number one thing that indicates that you may be dealing with the fear of success is avoiding opportunities. So you're going to find reasons to say no to projects that could elevate your career, even though they could lead to growth. Now, this is where you have to think through, okay, well, I'm saying no to these opportunities. Is it a fear of success, or is it just fear? For some people, like, I'm wanting to elevate my career and our business, and so I'm actually looking for opportunities to speak to larger audiences. And so one of the things, when I talk to people about wanting to speak on a larger stage, that fear is real for a lot of people. They're not going to even consider an opportunity like that because of real fear. So it could be a real fear. But what if I know it's going to elevate my career and I'm not afraid of actually speaking, but I'm saying no to that? I'm avoiding that opportunity. That could be a fear of success. Number two is self-sabotage. You might start a project with enthusiasm, but then lose momentum or easily get distracted when you're getting close to achieving to success. And I think that's an obvious one. I think that's a big one. If you're doing that, you've been pushing through, you've been going hard, and then you're getting close to success and you start to let off the gas and back down. Again, all of these can be, and this is why you need to take some time with this, all of these could just be a real fear. They could just be bad habits. But take a look at it and really do a self audit. Number three is procrastination. Delaying important tasks becomes a pattern to you. It's especially when it's linked to a big goal. So let's say I want to get this podcast to go to the next level. And one of the tasks that I need to do is get new marketing built out for it. And so as a result of that, knowing that that's what it's going to take, but I'm going to push it off and push it off. I'm going to find other things to do. I'm going to sit down on my computer and maybe start researching the next vacation or whatever. Putting it off, even though I know that's what's going to help me to go to that success, you may actually be procrastinating because you're afraid of the success that task will bring. And I'm sorry if I'm speaking a little fast. There's a lot to get through, and I'm really trying to be honoring that we keep these shows a little shorter, a little bit more palatable. I know I've had a couple that have gone a long time, and I don't want to do that. Number four is fear of visibility. And again, this could be a real fear, or it could be a fear that the fear is really the success. The idea of standing out or being recognized for your accomplishments makes you uncomfortable. So you kind of keep a low profile. Believe it or not, some of us are introverts. I am an introvert. I'm sure some of you listening are going, you've got to be kidding me. But I would prefer to be in a small crowd, small room, and just engaging in intimate conversations versus the big stage and the podcast and all that. But some people will sabotage or will stop their success rate because they have a fear of being visible. And so really what it is they're going to stay small because they're afraid of success. The last one, number five, is imposter syndrome. This has been talked about a lot. It's kind of becoming a little in vogue of a topic for coaching and success speakers, but it's you feel undeserving of success. You're fearing that you'll be found out as inadequate, even though you might be extremely well qualified. So if any of these resonate with you, don't worry. You're definitely not alone. I see this manifest in so many people, again, which is why this topic came up today. I actually recognized it in somebody and talked through it with them. But recognizing these behaviors, as always, is the first step towards transformation and actually getting that barrier removed so that you can pursue your greatest success. So why is it that we fear success? Again, I have 5 points here of why we might be fearing success. Number one is a fear of change. Guys, there's a lot of people who don't make moves because they are afraid of change. Success often is going to bring change. In fact, I'm going to even go as far as to say success will always bring change. I know that the level, and we talked about this in and the podcast about living in, with our congruent next level self, I know that for me and for our business to reach the next level of success, I have to change. I have to do things different. I have to pursue new relationships. I have to, like I said, get on bigger stages to where I can communicate and talk with more entrepreneurs and business owners so that we can then help build their business to the next level for them. So it is often the fear of change is gonna come and is going to be why you fear success, because you are gonna, it is gonna require that you make a change, whether it's a new level of responsibility, a shift in how others see you. These changes can absolutely fear people and stop people from actually pursuing the success because of that. Fear of judgment, also a big one. Man, we live in the social media age and we live in the judgment age as a result of that. So many people are either comparing themselves or being judged based off of what they put on social media. So as you rise, unfortunately for some people in this day and age, if you want your business to be successful, if you want your brand to be successful, you're going to have to put yourself out there. You're going to have to be on social media. I talk with that with coaching clients all the time. Spoke with somebody in our business foundations course that we taught on Saturday. Talked to her about that. And one of the things that we realize is, unfortunately, in modern day business, you almost have to be a little bit of a social media influencer. So putting yourself out there scares people because they're afraid of criticism. They're afraid of jealousy from others. Gosh, that happens more often than not. I see that a lot. You start getting success and all of a sudden people that you even thought were in your camp are jealous of you, and you start to get that judgment. Number three, belief in your self-limitation, self-limiting beliefs. Many of us have a deeply ingrained belief that we don't deserve success or aren't capable of sustaining it. I would say this is probably one of the more common ones, that somewhere we have told ourselves or been told that we don't deserve success, that we aren't worthy of that kind of success, whether it's financial, whether it's in your relationships, whether it's in your business, whether it's in your fitness, your spiritual journey, whatever it is. We have a lot of people walking around on this earth that maybe even, I know some of them don't even realize that they have a struggle with realizing how worthy they are of success. Guys, if that's something that you struggle with, I'm passionate about that. If that's something you struggle with, let's get to know each other. Let's chat more. Let's build this community that surrounds one another so that we can tell you how worthy you are of the success, because you are. You are worthy of success. And so that, if that's limiting you, if that's what scares you about being successful, is you don't think you're worthy of it, let's absolutely connect on that. Number four of why we fear success is because success can mean moving into unknown territory. You feel like you could lose control. It's uncertainty. The discomfort can cause you to pull back from familiar ground. It's very similar to the fear of change. But some people, by having a small circle, by having a small business, by having smaller, less intimate relationships, they feel like they're losing control. That's why so many people do say small, is they want it controlled and controllable. And so if we are getting success, sometimes you do lose control. I put out this podcast. I'm working on a book right now. Those go out. I have no control over where those go. My words, my thoughts, what's in my heart goes out there, and I have no control over it. That could scare people. Number five is responsibility. With greater success, absolutely comes greater responsibility. You've heard that quote before. It's so true. This can seem overwhelming, though, and it can lead you to a point where you're questioning whether you're ready for it or not. That's kind of back to that imposter syndrome. Like, am I capable? If I get to this next level of success, okay, if I get invited to speak on the TEDx stage, right, give a TEDx talk, am I able to show up? Am I able to deliver on that new responsibility? That's a great question that only you can answer. But if that's holding you back from success, I'm going to just leave you with this. On this point, you're never going to be ready. You're just not going to be ready. When I first started this podcast, I was nervous. I still am. I didn't know if I could do it. And you know what? It's growing. When I wrote my first book, I didn't know what was going to come of it. I didn't even know if I could write a book. I did. I published it, and it was wonderful, and it helped a lot of people. So these are things that you're going to have to work through. Again, this is why you need a coach. This is why you need a community of people around you. We talked about community on previous episodes and why it's so important that you have somebody alongside you who can walk you through this, who can say, you know what? I see you're holding back here. I see you're not following through. I see you're procrastinating. Could it be the fact that you're afraid of success? Could it be the fact that you're not sure what your life is going to look like at that next level? Let's work through that. Guys, that is why we don't have to go this alone. This is why we shouldn't do it alone. This is why you need somebody in your corner, walking it through, seeing the blind spots that you have, calling you out on some of the stuff that you're struggling with because you don't want to face it. That's why coaching exists. That's why having good, strong, valuable relationships is important in your life. Ready to elevate your business? Gorgeous Business Solutions is thrilled to announce our new online courses. In Business Foundations, you'll set or refresh the framework of your business, covering everything from legal structure and financial planning to your unique selling proposition. And in Business Builder, dive into brand identity, sales strategies, and powerful marketing techniques to stand out in today's market. Join a community of entrepreneurs taking the leap to success. Reserve your spot today and watch your business thrive with Gorgeous Business Solutions. So how do we overcome the fear of success? I've got 7 points here. Number one, acknowledge your fears. Okay, the first step is identifying what scares you about success. That's why I said if you have the opportunity, if you're driving and you're listening to this, please continue. Be careful. But then take some time. Go back and rewatch this episode on YouTube or re-listen to this episode and take some time with a pen and paper and say, okay, what is it that scares me about success? Write down your fears, however irrational they may seem. I'm going to tell you, this is really nothing to do with success, but I'll let you into a little insight into young Steve. I had a phobia, a horrible fear of snakes growing up. Now, I lived in a city, which so not a big deal there, but my family and I spent a lot of time camping. My dad had a very stress-filled career, and so we spent a lot of time getting to the woods and fishing and got to spend some time fishing with my grandpa growing up, which was wonderful. But because of my fear of snakes, and I was never bit by a snake, I never had any bad interactions with them. But because of my fear of snakes, I stopped enjoying some of the times that I had with my dad and my grandpa, because we would be walking to places to fish. And when there was high ground or high grass or rocks, I would be so overcome with fear that I was going to get attacked or bit by a snake that I stopped enjoying the moments of fishing with my dad and my grandpa. And I would get anything to have those moments back to do again. That was really an irrational fear. Okay. Now we can argue snakes are fun. Snakes are dangerous. It all depends on your mindset, but I would literally wake up thinking there were snakes all over my floor. So it was irrational. You're going to have irrational fears. If you are afraid of success or limiting your success because of fear, it may seem irrational to you. And so acknowledge it. Don't be afraid of it. Acknowledging these fears takes away their power. Just like I've said, if you're avoiding doing something because of fear, like making a sales call or talking to a key employee about something that needs change, take time out of the equation. Move fast. Get time out of there. So by acknowledging these fears, you also take away the power, just like time does. Number two, visualize your future self. Guys, we talked about this last week. It's actually growing as a trend, and it's using ChatGPT to tell you a story of the day in your future life by writing down the goals, the things that you want to accomplish, and having ChatGPT write a story. It's incredible. Spend some time. Visualize the version of yourself that has achieved success. What does your life look like? What changes have you embraced? By creating that clear mental picture of your future self, you start to build a connection to that vision, and it makes it feel less intimidating. I had some salespeople that worked for me that we were going through an exercise of creating goals. And I told them, if one of your goals is to buy a new home, go start looking at homes. Go start looking at homes that are out of your range right now, but your future self will be buying that. If it's a different car, maybe it's a high-end sports car, go demo that car, go drive that car. One of the goals for us is a high-end sports car for Angie. It's one that I'm not going to be able to go on test drives with because of the eliteness of it. But we have found YouTube videos of behind the wheel driving it, and you can turn the volume up and we can hear it, what it sounds like. I just wish they could like mist the smell through my computer speakers, but maybe that's something that we'll invent later. Visualize your future self. That's going to help you to really get a clear picture of what that future self looks like. And it's going to help it, again, feel less intimidating. This kind of goes hand in glove with that. Set clear and meaningful goals. Fear of success often stems from a lack of clarity. So once you have that future self visualized and you've kind of understand what that is, what are the goals? What are the steps as you reverse engineer that life to doing so? So you set clear, meaningful goals that gives you direction, it gives you purpose, it keeps you grounded. And each time that you achieve a goal, no matter how small, you're going to build confidence to face that next one. So stack up some wins and you're going to start growing a little bit more confident. Like, okay, I'm going to make 10 sales calls today. And then I'm going to make 20 sales calls today. Or I'm going to go to the gym today. And just showing up is those first wins because you haven't been going. And then I'm going to work out for 45 minutes. And then I'm going to increase the weight load or whatever it is. Set incremental goals that are meaningful that accomplishes that big life visualization that we did in the last step. A key one, and gosh, if you need extra help with this, I got you on this one. Embrace a growth mindset. We have got to retool your mind. You need to create and cultivate a growth mindset by focusing on continuous learning and resilience. Again, this is where a coach comes in. Let's keep skilling you up and helping you grow. When you view challenges as opportunities to grow, success becomes a natural progression rather than something daunting. So we need to find those things that you struggle with and we need to help you overcome those. We need to help skill you up. There is nothing that you are facing in your career, in your life that you can't accomplish. There is nothing that we can't skill you up for. And by we, I mean a community of people around you. I cannot skill you up in the gym like a professional trainer could. I absolutely coached CrossFit for a few years, but that is not my skill level. I am great when it comes to skilling up people in business, in sales, in negotiation, in mindset. So bring people around you that can help skill that up. Read books on it. Watch podcasts on it. Watch YouTube videos on it. Number five, reframe your thoughts on responsibility. Instead of seeing responsibility as a burden, view it as a privilege. Instead of thinking, gosh, if I get this new level of success, I'm going to have all this new responsibility on me. Think of it as an opportunity to lead, to inspire, and to create positive change in your family, in you, in your team, your staff, if you have that, your future staff, if you're building up to that, your community around you, your church, the world as a whole. Guys, responsibility is not bad. Just like I have that blog out, and I think I discussed it a few times on the podcast, sales is not a dirty word. Neither is responsibility. Responsibility is absolutely a privilege. That's how great things happen in this world, because people step up, own that responsibility, skill up, bring people around them to support them, to help rise to that next level so that they can then make a difference in this world. If you are playing small, if you've got small levels of success, if you're barely helping or barely getting by, you can't affect major change in this world. Some of the greatest people that motivate me have, yes, absolutely built financial and business success, but it's what they did with it that inspires the heck out of me. Embrace the idea that you're capable of handling whatever comes with that success. Change your mind, reframe that. Again, that's why you need somebody alongside you to say, hey, you can do this. Yeah, I know it's daunting. And no, you don't have the skills to do it right now. But let's develop those skills in you. Let's create greatness in you so that you can serve and change this world for the better. Again, dovetailing off that for coaching and for a community around you, seek support and accountability. Share your goals with a supportive friend, mentor, or coach. We've talked about this before. I want you to be selective of who you share your goals with, especially if they're big, because there are a lot of people that are walking around with a limiting mindset, a limiting beliefs that massive success or even great success is achievable. They have sold themselves on the fact that success is not available to them. So when you come forward with your goals, especially if they're big, they're going to talk you down. They're going to try and protect you. Some of them are coming from an extreme place of love and protection because they love you and they cherish you and they don't want you to get hurt if you shoot for the stars or what's that? Shoot for the moon and only hit the stars. But you still hit the stars. Bring people around you. Share your goals with people and your vision and the story of your future self with people who are also on that same journey. Pick up the phone, chat with me, send in a link, get on our website, put in for the free 1 hour strategy session with me and tell me your big goals and say, Steve, I don't know how to achieve them, but they're in my heart and I got to go after them. Yeah. You know who you're going to get to cheer you on? Me, because I am also pursuing my big goals. I told you about that luxury sports car. It is beyond our reach right now. Doesn't matter. I know it's possible. I have people supporting me that say, let's go. I just got off the phone a couple days ago and again, text message this morning with somebody I've done business with a lot, somebody that inspires me. And what I love about connecting with him is that we are always going, yep, let's go. Hey, this is a vision I have. This is a goal. Cool. How do we do it? Hey, this is a massive goal that I want. Sweet. How do we do it? I know you can do it. I know your ability. I know that you can. So let's go. Bring people around you and watch you level up. What do they say? If you're surrounded in a room of four millionaires, you're going to be the fifth. If you're hanging out with four extremely fit people regularly, you're going to be the fifth. Bring that community around you. Seven, and this is a good last one to end on for our how we overcome it. Practice self-compassion. If you feel overwhelmed by expectations or by setbacks, and setbacks are going to come, you are going to develop something you are so stoked about. You're going to develop a program that you're ready to bring to the marketplace or a product or a service, and you're just like, this is it. This is changing the world. You're going to have some of those that just are not. Now, that's when you get with the coach and you can say, okay, is this just a bad concept? Is this bad timing? Maybe we don't scrap the whole thing. Maybe we shelf it for a minute. But you're going to have things that are going to be setbacks for you. I've had plenty of times when I find like, okay, I'm getting back in the gym. And you know what? 2 days later, I wake up sick or I pull a muscle because I went too hard out of the gates. So remember to show yourself kindness. Every single step forward, no matter how small, is progress. Even if you're taking two steps forward and a step back, even if you took a step forward and it failed, you're not starting from concept anymore. You're starting from experience. You're not having to restart. Now you know, okay, that didn't work, or that didn't work in this timing, or I need to adjust my approach. Celebrate your efforts. Celebrate your efforts. Celebrate the growth along the way. Be kind to yourself. I am a hard-driving, hard-pushing person. In all of my life, I struggle with giving myself permission to make mistakes. I struggle with being kind to myself and my pursuits. I am so blessed that I have wonderful people around me who will go, yeah, man, that was dumb. So let's try it again. I have people who go, hey, you know what? You've been going hard. Take a breath for a second. Look at how far you have come. And then let's go forward. We're going to wrap up with this. Moving past your fear of success allows you to live to your fullest potential and make a meaningful impact on the world. We are part of a much larger story. Whatever your faith, your spiritual journey is, hopefully you recognize that you are part of a much bigger story than the part that you play. So as you grow, remember that success, this is a little of a cliche, but it's true, is a journey and not a destination. I find myself constantly destination bound, forgetting to enjoy the journey, realizing that, okay, I need to drop to 10% body fat because that's my big goal for me. I'm not going to get there fast. So how about enjoying the fact that I went to the gym this morning? I chose to eat healthy today and enjoying those steps along the way. I love the creation, and I've taught myself this through our business. I'm learning to love the creation of courses. I'm loving to learn the writing process in my upcoming books. I'm learning to love the development of podcast scripts for our podcasts. Enjoy the journey just as much, if not as much, as the destination, because you're never gonna reach a destination. If you're anything like me, even if I hit that destination, that's just the next platform from which to go to the next level. It's going to be continuous. By learning to embrace your journey, you're going to gain freedom from the limitations that fear has once imposed on you. Success isn't about changing who you are. It's about becoming the fullest expression of who you were meant to be, who you were designed to be. Once you embrace that, you'll find that every step forward brings you closer to the life that you've always dreamed of. Fear of success, as we started, may seem irrational, but it's deeply rooted in human psychology. It's normal for you to be experiencing that. By addressing and overcoming it, you can unlock new opportunities for growth and fulfillment. So I want you to ask yourself what's really holding you back. Take some time. Again, if you've listened to this once, go back and listen to it again. Find out any of these points. Find out if there's anything in here that is holding you back. Spend some time with it, understand it, and when you're ready, step out of the shadows. And I want you to step out of the shadows, I want you to talk with people, I want you to put a plan in place, and I want you to embrace the greatness that you were meant for. I know you were, otherwise you wouldn't even be listening to this show. I know you were, because there's no way that you would have listened in for this last 30 minutes, because I am calling you to a higher place. Because I know that you're worthy of it, and I know that you can achieve it. Guys, this is not a journey to be alone. Yes, I absolutely am a coach. That is part of my business, and I do get my income from that. But beyond that, I want you to find success. I am passionate about bringing success to every single person who's achieving it. If you are interested in learning how we can partner together to grow to that next level, I want you to reach out. GorgeousBusinessSolutions.com. Go to the coaching section. And book a free one-hour strategy session with me. If not me, seek out another coach in the area of life that you are working towards. Develop friendships with people that can mentor you and call you higher, that can hold you accountable. Guys, I want your success. I thank you for being on this journey with me. For joining me each week. I'm so excited for where we're going with this. The people that are going to be coming out to talk to all of us that we get to learn for. Every one of the people that I emailed back when we solidified the date and time for recording, because a lot of them are all over actually the world. Every single one of them I end my email with, I am so excited to learn from you, because I'm bringing on these guests to grow myself, to learn also from what they can offer. Because even though I do have a lot of knowledge and a lot of experience, I have so much more to learn. And this level of me has gotten me here. The next level is going to require that much more. Again, I want to thank you for joining us on today's episode. I hope you keep coming back. Put the alert button on, if you listen to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, put the alert button on there so you get alerted each time these shows come up. We are sticking to every week. I'm trying to launch them every single Wednesday. Life's going to get funny here and there. So, you know, maybe it'll be a change, a little pivot, but put that alert button so that you know when this show comes out, and then start getting involved. Comment on the show, share it, reach out to me, find us on social media, Gorgeous Business Solutions. We're on Instagram and Facebook. Join with us. Let's start chatting. Let's start growing. Let's start sharing each other's experience and knowledge so that we can all reach that next level for us. Together, we're going to uncover the secrets. We are going to uncover the secrets to creating a harmonious life with your business, with your family, with your health, so that we can all flourish. We can all make this world that much better of a place. Thank you again for joining me today. I hope you have an incredibly blessed day, and I'm looking forward to watching you reach that next level of success.